Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast, where we are wrapping up today the hat of mentor. I've really enjoyed getting to hear from Girl Defined, Kristen and Bethany on this topic, diving into Titus 2, looking at the Great Commission. It has been a very rich study for me as I continue to grow and learn as a mentor and as a mentee. I hope that this has been a blessing for you as it has been for me. So I'm going to pray and we're going to get started as we wrap up this hat today. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the opportunity to learn about mentorship. Thank you for your word and your instruction and your gift of relationships from a variety of ages and stages. And Lord, we just invite you today to speak to us through your word. We are humble before you that we don't always have the answers, that we don't always have the healthiest relationships, Lord, but you can help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to live in healthy relationship with one another, to thrive in these mentorship relationships, and to continue to grow into the women that you have called us to be. Would you meet us where we are today? Would you speak to us? In your name we pray. Amen. My sophomore year at college, I had decided to sign up to be what was called a prayer leader on my hall. And within every hall, there was a student leadership, and the prayer leader was responsible for meeting and doing a Bible study with a small group once a week on our hall and lead them in prayer. And I loved this position. I really enjoyed getting to know girls on my hall and using my room, kind of a pre-hospitality type of an opportunity to invite others in, to love them, to pray with them, and encourage them. And I knew that this was such a big responsibility and a big calling. But unfortunately, I took on way too much. I had 7 girls in my prayer group, and every single one of those 7 girls wanted to meet with me on a regular basis, which I was so honored to be able to be a part of their life in a more personal way. However, I just completely got to a place of burnout my second semester and was miserable at being a prayer leader because I was overcommitted. I was in school. I was still trying to stay on top of other friendships, other ministries I was involved in, and my world was spinning. I really wish, looking back, that I had made some changes in the midst of feeling that stress and that tension. And so today we're going to address, what does it look like to be a healthy mentee? And what does it look like to be a healthy mentor? Because if we can keep kind of a check on our own hearts and our own relationships, they are going to have a better chance at success and of health and of growth. And something that I wish that I had known back then would have been this. Psalm 145:4 says, "One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." And mentorship is sharing the love that Christ has with another person. It is stepping into their mess. And so we recognize that we are both sinners entering a relationship, that we are coming together to be refined by God, and the younger is looking to the older for wisdom and advice.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A healthy mentee. What does this look like? When seeking mentorship from another woman, there is no perfect relationship, but there are healthy ones. A healthy mentee is faithful, available, teachable, and dependent on God. If you have agreed to be mentored by someone, this means that you are being vulnerable and inviting that person into your messiness and into your joys. This involves having a posture of humility and honesty. It means that when you are given goals or advice by your mentor, that you take it to God and then act on it. You take seriously that an older woman is giving up time to invest in your life. This is not a performance, but a matter of showing loyalty to put in the work to grow and become more like Christ. Maybe you are growing in scripture memory, or you're working on ridding yourself of a sin struggle. Whatever that might be, a faithful mentee is going to take that relationship seriously. They're going to value it, and they're going to apply it to their life. Next up would be to be available. If you are available, this means that you're going to be prioritizing this mentorship relationship. You will value the time and show up when you say you will. Remember that another person is sacrificing valuable time to meet with you, and this is a great way to show that you care. Teachable. A healthy mentee is willing to grow and change. She is humble and ready to listen and learn from wise counsel and advice. Being teachable means that there is a clear heart for seeking Christ and living for Him in all areas of life. This means that a healthy mentee knows that sin is sin and does not try to hide truth from the mentor out of fear, but exposes it out of a trust and a hope to grow. Teachable means that a mentee is able to hear and read God's word and apply change practically in her own life. So the teachability, this desire to grow, this desire to change and be transformed, not by the mentor, but by Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit, and trusting that the Holy Spirit is using your mentor to influence you. And lastly, a healthy mentee is dependent on God. A healthy mentee is one who is ultimately relying on the Lord. Just like a counselor cannot fix someone's problems, the person has to take steps provided. A mentor cannot fix a mentee. So we're not going to a mentor to fix all of our problems. A mentor is there as a guide and a voice of wisdom. It is important to never become dependent on a mentor. Codependency is a dangerous place to be in a mentor relationship. So make sure to set healthy boundaries with one another. So a mentee does not rely on a mentor as their savior. At the end of the day, a mentor can say something wrong, and it is always good to test with the word of God and pray through things. However, while trusting that the Lord has brought this woman into your life, a mentor should never be our Holy Spirit. Being dependent on God means having a correct view of a mentor. We've looked at what a healthy mentee looks like, so let's turn the table. On the other hand, a healthy mentor is humble, available, honest, and dependent on God. A healthy mentor is humble. I say this first and foremost because there is nothing that can ruin a mentor more than pride. When mentoring others, it is vital to stay humble. It is an honor when someone agrees to allow you to speak into her life. However, this can quickly go to our heads if we are not careful. Maybe you're a mom who wishes that her children would give you this kind of power. Perhaps your coworkers never listen to you like this mentee does. But we have to tread lightly, I am telling you, as mentors, because what God has entrusted to us can be very destructive if used in a way for personal gain or popularity. Humility is praying for this mentee, being authentic about your own struggles, pointing her to Jesus and not to yourself, and being honest about not always having the answers. Which is a lot easier said than done. Next up is available. A healthy mentor is available to her mentee. This means being faithful to your word when you meet up and where, providing materials for growth if desired, and ready to pray or answer a random question throughout the week. Yes, there is a specific time to meet, but you are a mentor to this mentee always. So if she calls you in the middle of the night or texts a prayer request, you have a spirit of availability within a healthy limit, of course. So this means that you care. You genuinely care about this younger sister in Christ, and you want to be there for her and want to help her succeed. She's not just a 1 hour block on your schedule once a week. If she needs prayer, you're going to pray. If she needs to give you a quick call, you're going to answer that call. However, also within healthy boundaries and limits, because that can also become an issue. So doing that wisely, but showing that you're available to her and that you care. Honest. A healthy mentor is an honest mentor. When we are authentic about our own history and our own sin struggles and our imperfections, we can create a safe environment for a mentee to share. My current mentor, Katie, does this so wonderfully. She lets me in on areas that she's working on. She tells me about a history of struggles that she has had, and she gives grace. She acknowledges that she, too, is on a journey of being refined. And there's just something so sweet and special about seeing that in a woman and seeing her humility and her honesty in approaching me that way. I really respect her for that. And along the lines of honesty, if we're wrong to our mentee, we are very quick to own up and apologize for hurting her. If we forget about meeting up, we don't come up with this cover story. We are honest. Honesty cultivates trust. We are sinners too, and we acknowledge if we have sinned our sister. Lastly, a healthy mentor is one who ultimately relies on the Lord. So a healthy mentor is dependent on God. A mentor recognizes that the life change of a mentee is not dependent upon the mentor. This is so difficult. We can often want to come in and take charge and fix this girl's problems. However, the Holy Spirit is responsible for doing the work inside of someone else's heart. There can be a lot of pressure as a mentor to have all the answers, and it's really hard when we have to give the hard truths in love. But we know that our goal is to be first and foremost, obedient to God and dependent on Him for strength and the words to say. Being dependent on God means having a correct view of a mentee as an individual who is receiving the truth of the Bible and who you are encouraging towards holiness, but not your responsibility to fix. You point to truth and she makes the choices from there. Prayer is a huge role in that as well. We may not be able to make the decision for our mentee, but we have every day to pray and to ask God to change their hearts, to move them towards holiness, to help them to experience and believe and truly understand the love that God has for them. When I think about how I mentored that sophomore year of college, I was decently humble, barely available. I was honest, but I was somewhat dependent on God and somewhat dependent on myself. I could have really grown in setting better boundaries with the girls by combining them or switching them off every other week. So I didn't have so much on my plate. I could have learned that I did not need to be their hero because Jesus was their hero and is their hero. I could have relaxed and rested in the work of the Holy Spirit. We are all sinful, and we are growing in our approaches to being in mentor relationships. No matter what side of the table you are on, consider these things to apply in becoming healthier together. 1 Thessalonians 2:8 is our key Bible passage for the week, and it says, "Having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become very dear to us." And as we close thinking about the hat of mentor, we have become dear to people. People have become dear to us because of the gift of mentorship. There's this fond affection. There is this joy in sharing the gospel and our own lives with one another. This week, as you think about how can you be a healthier mentee or mentor, I want you to reflect on just how the Lord has wired you and gifted you, and how even though you are sinful and that you will not always be healthy as a mentee or a mentor, that there is grace that meets you there. That the Lord can do a new work in your heart every day. And that as we press in by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can live in unity and to share our lives in such a way as 1 Thessalonians 2:8. Because these relationships have become very dear to us.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Well, the physician comes in and says, tells this lovely couple, hey, your son's not going to make it. But there's a young girl here in the hospital who just delivered a baby girl, and she's given her up. She's going to leave her here. Do you want her instead?
That was chart topper Ryan Stevenson sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.